Episode 1565, Do This, Not That.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day. How are you doing? It's Wellness Wednesday. And you know what? It's time to do this, not that. You know what I'm talking about? I don't either. So let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, your health is your wealth. It's time to pay attention to what you need physically, emotionally, spiritually, and nutritionally. Do this, not that. Why draw more confusion to an already crazy busy day? Keep your mind focused on what really matters. You don't have to have all the answers yet. We think we do. But one answer you do know you have to have and you need to follow through with is you must care for your body. You have only one. You can't go and purchase another one. You don't have an extended warranty. You got to take care of your body. Many ask, well, what can I do? People are like, I'm in this situation and what can I do? Or I'm doing this and what can I do? It's all like they have this intention to get something in return. Like if I just do this one thing, I want this result. Taking care of your body has nothing to do with what we get in return. Think about it. Without self-care, who is going to take care of you? No one. No one, doesn't matter how you sing it, how you say it, no one is going to take care of you. You have got to start paying attention to you. And I'm not saying that you're being just selfish. That's not where I'm coming from. I lived that life of not being selfish, but putting everybody first. And that left my body in a very much of a decaying position, a less than position. Not because I was like, oh, I'm going to go have a mani-pedi and I'm going to go have a massage and I'm going to go work out for 2 hours. Not that kind of lifestyle. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking your basic necessities to keep your body moving the way God had intended it to be moved. We are sitting too much. We're eating too much. Do you fall in either of those categories? All of us do. I don't care if you're on the clean eating bandwagon or if you are on the couch potato bandwagon. Wherever you lie on that, in a bed, on a couch, sitting in a chair, you have a responsibility to your body. No one can take care of your body but you. So don't leave yourself in the trash. But that's what we do when we make those decisions that, oh, I can have a root beer float. They're so good. I'll have one today. And you know what? I'll have one tomorrow. Year after year after year, what does that add up to? Lots of sugar, lots of gunk in my body that clogs it up. Think about how often you go and have your car's oil changed. 3,000 to 5,000 miles, depending upon the type of oil you use, the type of car you have. They all have different regulations, right? Well, your body has a different regulation. Why? Because you are you. Don't leave yourself in the trash. You are not disposable. You matter. So stop treating yourself like you're disposable. Stop sitting there going, oh, well, you know what? It won't hurt me if I have a root beer float today. It won't hurt me if I have one tomorrow and the next day and the next, the next, the next. It hurt me. And I love root beer floats. And I can't remember. I'd have to go back and listen to an episode celebrating that, oh my gosh, I had a root beer float recently. And I don't remember when I last had it because it's been that long. Easter has come and gone. Our family, we don't do Easter baskets. Easter means something completely different for our family. However, my family loves candy. And so why not go shopping after Easter for those chocolate milk eggs or whatever floats your boat and have a special, right? get the discount. You can't go buy a discount for your body. You got to take care of it on a daily basis. It's time to look at the basics and step up to the plate. Spring is here and summer is around the corner. You're going to want to have that extra kick in your step. You're going to want to enjoy the outdoors more. I know I'm looking forward to going swimming more. I'm enjoying going for a walk, taking little Rhino. Yeah, he's not so little. English bulldog that he is. All 70 plus pounds of love that he is. We need to walk to the stop sign and back. He needs to get outside in the fresh, crisp air right in the morning, just prior to the sun rising up. You're going to want more energy to do what only beautiful weather allows you to do. Your kids are going to want to go to the park. You may have an incredible vacation lined up, but if you do not take care of your body, yeah, where are you going to be? In the bed, on the couch, sitting in the chair? That's not going to serve you at all. And it's not going to serve your dream, and it's not going to serve the ones that you love. So drop the excuses. Do this, not that. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do this, T-H-I-S, not that. Now, the do this, not that is fun because I've made it an acronym, of course. Why? Because, well, I want you to remember things. And for me, I know growing up, having associations are very important, as in I can correlate things better. It helps my brain in organization. And it's like, okay, I got this. We know the phrase, right? Do this, not that. So what can we do for our bodies that steers us towards where? The goal of being healthy, to being our best selfie, so we can love on the ones God has given us. You do not have an unlimited time here on this earth. You have one body. It may sound great. You know, hey, I can go get a knee replacement. I really don't want to see what a knee replacement is like. I want to keep my originals, thank you very much. Why? Because they'll work best. Why? Because God gave them to me. So I don't want to do things that are going to hurt my knees over the next 50 plus years, I pray, of my life. I pray that God doesn't have a timeline that says your expiration date is. Do you live by an expiration date? Well, you are if you're not taking care of yourself. So do this, not that. Let's break it down. Number one, your tea. Traditional real foods. You got to eat real. If God made it, guess what? You can eat it. But you can't overindulge. Just because I love blueberries doesn't mean I should sit down and have 2 cups of blueberries a day. But I can enjoy a quarter to a half a cup. And that could be like my wonderful, yummy, sweet treat. Also, traditional real foods doesn't incorporate ice cream, root beer, you know, and you combine them together, you get the root beer float, one of my favorites. Some would say, but ice cream's real. No, it's not. You want it in its most natural state. Traditional real foods. Stop overeating the processed CRAP. Get away from it. Stop eating the easy to grab and go foods. You don't need it. This is going to help reduce what? Unnecessary sugar in your body and salt consumption. Reduce your sodium levels. You've got to eat heart healthy. Eat your real food, a very colorful plate. That will do your body good. Do this, not that. Your H. This is your spiritual part. Heart to heaven connection. Or heaven to heart connection. Either way you look at it, right? God wants to connect to you. It's the vertical relationship. God's got you. Pay attention to the body that he gave you. Pay attention to what he's telling you. When I look back on my health of my body, I was very, very blessed that overall I'm a pretty healthy person. However, and it's a big, 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 big however, Along the way, I had some very, very rough patches. From when I was a child, an infant, when my mom has told me stories, my grandma told me stories. She said, "Christiane, I don't know, but your mom and I, we would walk and pace the floor and carry you in like 20,000 different positions, and you would just cry and scream. It didn't matter what we fed you, but you hurt." Little did I know how my starting life, the type of food I was being given. My mom said she put me on all these different kinds of formula. She couldn't breastfeed me. She wasn't able to. There was nothing that worked. I was always uncomfortable. And the doctors chalked it up to be back then. It was just like, she's got colic. It'll pass. Just do your best. She's got colic. Let's try something else. Soy milk, non-soy milk, an extra of this, a little bit of dash of that. You see, what really needed to happen as time moved on with my body is a heaven and heart connection. And every single time I had issues internally with my body, it was a red flag. God was trying to draw me closer to listen to Him. To rely on Him, not putting my trust in food, not putting my trust in somebody else's beliefs in me. He wanted that connection. Do this, not that. That's the spiritual connection. Heaven and heart. Do this, not that. The I. Intentional movement. Yes, you can't live without moving. You need to have fitness and exercise. Stop sitting so long and move more daily. On average, a person will walk 1,800 to 2,200 steps per mile. That depends on their stride, how short, how tall they are, etc. So if you're like, well, how do I calculate it? Just roughly figure that with every mile you do, it's approximately 2,000 steps. Now, I know we have all these different apps. We have all these different watches, our phones, right? They tell us how many steps we're taking. Understand this, though. It's not a perfect calculation. So if you want to have the best calculation you can have, go to a track and walk 4 laps. That's 1 mile. See how you feel. And as you do that, add in more laps. So from 4 to 8 to 12 to 16, you're already at 4 miles. To 20 laps. To 24 laps. You see, most of us, we look at our watch thinking, oh man, it's going to click over. I got 10,000 steps. Did you really? Or are you just waving your arms sitting at your desk because it told you to stand up and for some reason you don't have time? So you're sitting there air pumping in the air going, yeah, yeah, I got this. Just so you can see the number change. Because you see those watches, they're made to do clicks by the way you move your hands. You don't have to be moving your whole body. God says, I need you to move your whole body. Intentional movement. Get off the couch. Get out of the chair. Get out of the bed. That doesn't mean that you have to do crazy exercises. It means to move. Go for a walk. Do what fills you up when it comes to movement. If you love the nature, then take advantage of every beautiful day you have and go for a walk. 10 minutes out your front door, 10 minutes back to your front door. That's 20 minutes. Roughly, if you walk that, you've probably walked a mile. And that's not a fast, brisk walk. It's a nice leisure one. A 20-minute walk can be a mile. Now, if you want to sweat a little bit more, then guess what? Up your pace a little bit. Or do it longer and walk for 40 minutes. You could get up in the morning and go out and walk 10 minutes out your door, 10 minutes back. You got 20 minutes at the end of the day before you go to bed. or just as a scent of setting because you just want to get out of nature again. You want to listen to the birds as they're calming down. Walk 10 minutes from your door, 10 minutes back. You got 40 minutes of intentional movement. Walk into the grocery store doesn't count. It helps, but it doesn't count. You want intentional movement that goes beyond more than your daily same to do. So you have to do this, not that. Traditional real foods, heaven and heart connection, intentional movement. And finally, number 4S, sleep. That's your restoration. We all need sleep. We got to stop staying up late. We got to stop thinking that, you know what? I can't turn off my electronics because Facebook needs me. Oh, my Instagram. I got to post this one last picture. Really? I enjoy social media to a degree. You want to know the honest truth? I get on social media and I'm a social person. So I will go and I will comment on everybody's whatever. I'll like it. And it's sincere. It's coming from me. I mean, that's just the person I am. I love people. I love their life. And I love to learn about them. I can have someone friend me, whether it's on Facebook or someone friend me on Instagram or someone find me on LinkedIn or Twitter. And if there's a comment or something that was made or they show up, I begin to read. And I'm like, oh. And the crazy thing is 2-3 months later, down the road, I still remember their story. I still remember when I saw a posting that they needed prayer. I still remember a posting that someone had lost their mother. And so when they come back in my feed, because you know, you don't get to pick and choose who ends up in your feed, which is kind of scary, but that's for a whole nother episode. And so when they finally end up back in your feed, and I see another posting and something more like smiling, and before it was a loss of, I comment and say, how you doing? I want you to know I've been thinking about you. You see, for me, social media is a distraction. So I have to be very careful when I get on there. But a lot of us get on social media, what? Thinking that's going to give us restoration. It's going to calm me down. It's a form of meditation. Oh, no, it's not. The insides of you, oh, no, no, no. They are having a reaction. Your mind's like, ooh, she did this. Well, I wish I could do that. I need to go and post that. Oh, I remember this picture at Easter time. I'm going to go do this. And oh, this would be great. Sometimes we actually respond out of spite. So, oh, I can look better then. Who are you trying to one up? You matter too much to sit there and play the game of one up. You're not in high school anymore. You need restoration. You need to drop the gossip. You need to drop the comparison. You need sleep. So stop staying up late. Stop letting everybody else prioritize your restoration for your body. You see, when you sleep, did you know that your bodies, your cells, they go through a whole detox? And if you're not sleeping and getting what you need, it's like getting up the next day with leftovers from the day before. And you wonder why you're kind of running a little bit creaky on Tuesday and Wednesday. Because you still got Monday CRAP with you. Because you stayed up late to watch that great reality show that you just couldn't get yourself away from. And then you're starting to drag on Tuesday. And Wednesday comes, you're like, I just got to get over the hump. And Thursday, you're like, oh my gosh, when will the weekend come? I just need a day to sleep in. You're not going to catch up on sleep. But we play the game, right? I'm guilty too. I'll stay up late. I'll do other things. I'll make other things a priority. And I don't make sleep a priority. I'm not taking care of the body that God gave me. Stop staying up late. Prioritize your sleep. Get those 7 to 9 hours. And if you're like, okay, how do I know how many hours I really need? This is my suggestion to you. Now, we could talk forever on this, but I'm going to give you this little pointer, this little quick little blessing here. Call it a bonus. When you have the availability to go to bed at a reasonable time, I want you to eat dinner no later than 7 o'clock. And if you have to push it, maybe 7:30. Don't drink any form of caffeine, things that are going to keep you up later. Then I want you to go to bed. Get yourself ready. Make sure you wash your face, brush your teeth, etc. Get yourself ready. Get and be in bed by roughly around 10 o'clock at the latest. Now, I like to kind of climb in bed between 9:15 and 10, but honestly, it sometimes varies. Why? Well, right now, we're in the craziness, and my kiddos are getting ready already for finals. They've got testing happening right now, state testing. And so we're all actually trying to go to bed a little bit earlier. But now my mom's in town. Yes! But that means what? I'm staying up a little later? Thinking I got to cram everything in? It's just exciting to have her around. So if you can go to bed between like, and not necessarily asleep yet, but be ready to go to bed between 9:15, 9:30, knowing that, okay, around 10 o'clock, I'm shutting down the lights. Now, if you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you need to be going to bed like at 8:15, getting ready so you can turn things down. And then I want you to just let your body slowly relax. Don't take that little iPad with you because you need to watch something on your tablet. No. I want you to put it away and I want you to get it out your journal or a book that you haven't read in like 13 years because you haven't made a conscious effort to do this, and get it out and allow your body to calm down. Then turn off the light. Make sure you've got a cold sleeping area. Lower the temperature a little bit. Some like it 65 degrees. Some can take it to 70 degrees. And then lay down. This is about 30 minutes after you're actually in bed. It's dark, and go to sleep. And then when you wake up, so long as it's not, I got to go to the bathroom because, you know, some of us, yeah, we might need to go to the bathroom at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But allow your body to wake itself up. No alarm, you don't use it. So that's why I say, make sure you can do this then without having to have an appointment that next morning, meaning I got to go to work or I got to take the kids to, you know, softball game, whatever it is. No, you want to be able to get up without an alarm and let your body naturally rise. And then calculate how much time it was from the time that you were calmly laying in bed resting before you fell asleep to when you naturally woke up. That will give you a very good indication as to the amount of sleep your body needs. Now, yes, if you're extra tired, you may lean towards the 9 hours. Maybe you don't need that all the time, but your body said, oh, today I need it and I'm taking advantage of it. So you may average out to 8 hours. For me, I know it's crazy, but I don't need a lot of sleep. 5 to 6 hours are great for me, and that's natural. I've watched it, I've clocked it, and sometimes I can push to more. But if I want to work at my most optimal best, going to sleep minimum of 5 to 6 hours, I can get up absolutely refreshed for the start of the next day. Now, if I get more, it's bonus, extra bonus for me. And my body's saying, oh, you need it. And there are days that it's kind of crazy. I really need that. But as a whole, my typical is 5 to 6 hours. So I'm on the lower end of the spectrum. I'm not that 7 to 9 average that they say you have to have, but that's my body. So pay attention to yours because you need restoration. You need sleep. Do this, not that. You need to build consistency in your self-care routine. You can't decide that, oh, because I got a bad doctor's report, I guess it's time for me to work on myself. Until I get a clean bill of health. Is that how you've been operating your self-care routine? Is, oh, I'll just get through this and then I'll go back to my root beer floats. You keep acting that way, responding to life and taking care of your body. You're just going to keep breaking your body down. You need to take care of your body on a daily basis. This is a daily commitment. Are you ready to commit to you? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you and help you. It's not easy. I know. I've been on the journey. I'm on a different journey now. I used to work for a number, whether it was on a scale or on the hanger. I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to be a zero. Why? So I could say I was a zero, I guess. I don't know. Stupid. I'm not built for a zero. I'm built for strong. For me, strong is the new pretty. I need to live and build my life for the body that God gave me. And it's different because you are uniquely you. God made only one of you. You matter. So are you ready to commit to you? That doesn't mean that you're going to be selfish. That doesn't mean that you're still not going to show up for your children. No, you're going to show up even better. And you're going to show up for your spouse even better because you're taking care of you. Enough is enough. Click on that link. Take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. It's time to commit to you. Do this, not that, and see your body change. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.